Yes, indeed. Let's Dance, 10:04 on a Thursday morning. One of the great David Bowie tunes, for sure. Steak Shapiro, Sandra Golden. We get all the March Madness games that we want because we're the Westwood One station. So, like, other stations will be like, I got a score update, and we'll actually have the games all weekend long and at night. So when there's a Hawks game after the game, you're going to hear games. When you're driving around after a United game, you're going to hear games. You're going to hear Westwood One. You're going to hear big voices. I love hearing big athletic events on radio. We'll have that for you. Get the Odyssey app. I'm pretty sure the games go right through on the Odyssey app as well. Like, this is the time to get the Odyssey app. And I told you, radio wings, radio hosts get our wings when you get on the Odyssey app. Or at least we get like a Kit Kat or something from Mike Conti or somebody.
How about wings? Literally, how about some good old wings from Hooters? Today, Mike and Carl will be broadcasting at the Hooters Cumberland, special broadcast. And then Friday, Andy and Randy will be at the Hooters in Kennesaw, all right?
Yeah.
Cumberland, and then that's next Friday. That's not today. Next Friday,
okay,
you guys.
Yeah, so, it's hard to keep up with all these different things going on. It's a lot happening.
I just saw you put out there, where will you be from 2 to 6 today?
Yeah. My wife's out of town. She's going to Texas. So, you would think that I'm incapable. I mean, you know, we did raise 3 children together. The instructions coming down right now.
Does it bug you?
I mean, I didn't win Father of the Year in Sandy Springs in 2017 and 18 by being, you know, just a jagoff. You know, I know what I'm doing, right?
You got this. Player.
Even though she's telling me I need some. I mean, what? Tell me, get some Botox. Come on, Kimberly. Jeez Louise. I mean, just emasculate. I feel like Alec Baldwin. What was that line? Can we find that again? Definitely my favorite part of 2025 was when I'm talking, you're not talking. If you don't know the viral
play
video.
That again today.
If you don't know the viral video. And we'll get to the sports thing in a second. I know. I hit that.
It is today, by the way. They're telling me. Thank you, Day-Day. I knew it was today.
Yeah.
Today
and thank you for messing that up horribly.
Oh, my God. When I'm talking, you're not talking.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hilaria.
Play the whole cut because she says it to him twice.
This is Alec and Hilaria Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin married a chick like 25 years younger. And that's tough enough. Then she's decided she wants like 14 kids. So this poor 70-year-old man, 68 or something, has got tiny little kids. She got busted because I guess she's from Boston and she thinks that she is Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, she has a Spanish accent sometimes, just randomly.
And then they're at an award show red carpet and he literally he's not trying to be facetious. He's trying to support her. I've got to see the train wreck of that show, The Baldwins.
Yeah. So the reporter was asking her, is there going to be a second season? And he's like, oh, you mean the Hillary show? Like he's being sweet.
This is why, yes, we'll have to, like, just cut him out of the show.
It's going to be great. You're a winner.
Oh, my God. When I'm talking, you're not talking.
Sorry.
No, when I'm talking, you're not talking.
But she, at one point, says we're going to, like, move. How does it start? We're going to move him out of it.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, we don't need to have a two-shot.
This is why we're going to edit him out of the show. And she just takes over.
When I'm talking.
I'm just saying, sometimes that cute little yoga instructor that is just making your life, like,
right,
so
right.
great right now, fast forward. And see Bill Belichick is going to look back on those pictures of playing airplane with Jordan and go like, what in the wide world of sports was I thinking? What was I doing?
There are Barry guys that we know that fell into whatever you call it, the Pilates.
Let's say love. They fell into
love.
That's what I like to call
it. They fell into something full-fledged. Right? So, and it's like, brother, I hope you have a decent marriage, but you're just trading in one set of problems for another one. And and in the case of Hilaria, whatever, like, bro, don't you want some peace? I mean, at the end of the day,
he wanted the peace, all right.
I mean, okay, she got naked a couple of times. You didn't have to marry her and have 5 kids. You probably could have got that anyway, right?
Yes.
When I'm talking,
you're not talking.
So it was announced yesterday who the quarterbacks that have already been filmed. How they keep this stuff under wraps is absolutely fascinating. Jared Goff, Joe Burrow, and Kirk Cousins were followed last season, right? I remember thinking, boy, if you were going to follow Kirk Cousins, this would have been the year to follow him. Landing in Atlanta, drafting Michael Penix in the first round, you having this, you know, spectacular start to the year, the meteoric demise of his skill set, and then eventually getting benched, right? An incredibly likable guy. We both fell in love with him watching the first
season. He won the show, if there's such a thing. Just his, how he's...
Yeah, Marcus Mariota.
So likable.
Marcus Mariota was like a lump of coal in season one. And Mahomes and Cousins were like a breath of fresh air, mm-hmm. right?
Agreed. Mm-hmm.
Marcus Mariota, the saddest personal chef I've ever seen in my life. They look like they were a townhouse in Snellville with like a buddy up the street. And he's cooking for them. And he's tiny. He's like... I like to prepare meals for Mark. The guy's an NFL quarterback. It looked like that he just pulled over to a roadside diner and somebody put like...
Was it salmon or scallops?
It had like
so
a
ugly
sauce
on that.
On
oh,
it.
It's just cream sauce.
Like,
it was
right,
disgusting.
It was like,
don't eat that, Marcus.
I was like...
Can it make you throw interceptions?
You know what I was thinking? Like Pat Mahomes is like training at the highest level. He's got a pretty attractive wife doing, you know, swimsuit issues and all this stuff. I'm like, this is our quarterback. He's eating like beans and gravy with some buddy of his, and we're in the NFL, and this is the guy that Arthur Smith and we were told, right? So I want to know. So with Kirk Cousins, who is going with the angle, and more rumors that they may get a third, fourth, some pick for Kirk Cousins.
I'll believe that when I see it.
Yeah, well, I would think it's a game of chicken, but at some point somebody's going to give him something, or they're just going to make him a high-priced backup. So how much access, who controls the editing? Who controls the editing?
So
Kirk Cousins' agent or him have any say-so in the final edit?
Okay, so Steak and I were talking this morning, and I said, how do they keep this under wraps? Because as much as we are all out at Flowery Branch, we didn't get a whisper. I called Bo. Bo travels with the team. I said, did you have any idea? So this is a joint venture from Omaha Productions, which is the Mannings, and NFL Films, and then a third party, which second stage something. So, okay. The other question I have, Steak, is, okay, so this quarterback show, very successful on Netflix. So last year, Mahomes, Kirk, Mariota, they couldn't find another quarterback. So now they're repeating Kirk Cousins. Did that dawn on anybody? That
and
you can't
way,
find out of, let's
I
say,
know.
25 starters?
By the
starters?
Way, 33% of the quarterbacks have been either Kirk Cousins or an Atlanta Falcon. So right. The Falcons, again, like, you know, I don't know.
Did nobody want to do it?
What do you...
Joe Burrow is going to be amazing. Jared Goff, okay, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford,
did you ask him? Why did you ask
Geno Smith?
Why not one of the rookies? Jaden Daniels, Drake May.
Oh, my God, right.
All right, Patrick, Bo Nix, I should say. So who has edit control? Mm-hmm. And after the New Orleans game, now, again, Kirk Cousins – in the first one, shows us in absolute detail the amount of people that work on his body to get him ready to play a game. And what was fascinating is to see him playing for the Vikings and getting absolutely drilled, right? And he had some dramatic games. It was the famous
game against the Bills.
The famous throw, the fourth down and 28th throw that he hit Justin Jefferson with or whatever it was. Anyway, and we're like, wow, that's what it takes for this guy to be healthy. So are we going to talk about why you're playing? I mean, what's it going to be like in Kirk Cousins' home, coming home from the Raider game before he gets benched, or just coming home from the
Chargers
game or the Broncos game? Is he going to say, I don't feel healthy? Is he going to have extra treatment? Is it going to come up that press conference happened? Like, at what level? And then are we all going to end up saying, well, Falcons should have seen it, or he was lying to everybody, or, like, there's... It's one of the more fascinating stories, and I don't mean to, you know, talk in just everything's like hyperbole, but we've never seen a quarterback go from 9 touchdowns and no picks and 6-3 over that stretch against Tampa that he had. We had 500 yards to that. Like, so what was it? And the question is, who has editing control? Like with the
Hard Knocks
show, the team has editing control. Somebody with the team is making sure, or the coach does for sure, if the coach is saying something that he absolutely does not want on camera, which the Giants obviously should have figured that out when they let, you know, that whole
Saquon thing. That was a fail, whoever edited that one.
but I'm pretty sure the team, now they couldn't get any team to do it this year, right? But I'm pretty sure the team has, they absolutely don't give the NFL full editing, like where you can just put anything in there. So what's the rule on this thing? I assume they tell Kirk Cousins, we're not going to make you look bad. Or we'll let you or your agent, you know, take a piece of film and make some. I don't know, man. But
and why did he want to do it again? That's what
right,
I
you
was
did
thinking.
It, right,
I go, if in fact they can't get 25 other guys, to, not
another
one,
great question.
And Kirk wanted to do it again. So I'm.
You ask great questions. Why did they have to go back to that guy? It's not like you're talking to Pat Mahomes or Tom Brady or somebody winning Super Bowls in their prime, right? It's one thing if you're like, we're the best player in football. He wants to do it again. We'll do it again.
But that trifecta they had last season was actually perfect because you had the Mahomes, the Super Bowl winner. You have a Mariota who is absolutely benched and a great storyline, literally quit the show, quit the team. And then you have Kirk,
guy
who was
veteran quarterback,
your white bread and mayonnaise, great guy, great home
family
life.
Man.
Yes. Yeah, so why is he on there again?
That's a great question. And what are they going to show us? Like from that Falcons season.
We're going to have great content. That comes out in July. They haven't had a date yet, but I know all of us Falcon fans are like, for real, though. Let's see.
Yeah.
For
and
real.
And I would say it's ego, and I don't think that he's not a good guy, Kirk Cousins. I don't get angry about, you know, he's taking care of himself, and maybe we get screwed because of it. But there is, like, you had it. You know, everybody told you were awesome in the show. You didn't have to do it again.
Totally agree. And like, if I'm an agent or one of these quarterbacks, I'm telling them this is really good for your career.
Of course,
like
it is.
You should be
it
on
helped
there.
You get signed, but it helped Kirk Cousins probably get signed by the Falcons.
Yeah,
this guy's everything we want. He's a consummate pro. You didn't have to do it again. Didn't have to do it again. All right. When we come back, we'll belly up to the bar. What do we got going on? Oh yeah, why the Masters dinner? Will make people love Scottie Scheffler more than they already do. Also, Atlanta Eats on Radio, best sports bars in Atlanta to go enjoy your time over the next 2 weeks. Sports Radio 99.
That makes no sense why he's doing
this. Hey, it's 10:24. This is your fastest 2 hours in radio. I'm Steak, that's Sandra. We got a show, it's called The Steakhouse. Rusty Rocks tomorrow. Also more SEC Talk, Pat Bradley, SEC Network, Rusty Rocks. We got our producer picks. We abandoned that SEC deal. I'm just, I had to think long and hard about it. I didn't, it's like too much money, too many games.
Yeah.
And the SEC, they're overvalued because they have 14 teams in. The producer picks today, these are the picks that basically the other side of the glass has for today to start. And we got Georgia stuff from Mike White coming up. We got Auburn minus 32.5 against Alabama State. You writing this down? These are Bo's picks and data because I said it is. And I said, let Uncle Steaky put these picks in and let's see how we do. Start with 5 and we'll see if we can make some money, Cha-Cha.
Okay.
Then we got Kansas minus 5. Because everybody is saying upset special. Who are they playing? I'm tired of everybody telling me that. And Kansas didn't have a great year. But give me that play.
Kansas, Arkansas.
Arkansas.
7-10.
Everybody's assuming Calipari is going to play Patino. It's already set. Right? Arkansas found their way in. They're out. Kansas. I got Yale plus 7.5. The Ivy League champ had a great year. Who are they playing? Texas A&M. All right. We got Yale. We got Drake. Because everybody seems to be thinking that's an upset. Drake plus 6. Who do they have?
Drake has Missouri.
And then High Point plus 8 against Purdue. I think a lot of people think High Point can win that game outright. So we got two favorites, Auburn and Kansas, and three dogs, Yale, Drake, and High Point.
What is that number again for Auburn?
32.5.
Do you think Bruce Pearl is going to leave all his starters in and run
that thing
up?
It's funny you said that. So if they're up by 30 and he puts in his backups, does that mean that those guys on Alabama State are better than the Auburn backups? Or Auburn beat teams in the SEC by 30.
Okay.
I mean, geez. So nobody can win by 30 in the tournament? Duke's
you're getting
by
defensive.
30 also.
You're getting very. I just asked you a question.
Here's Mike
you're
White.
You're talking why I'm talking. You're talking why I'm talking.
Here's Mike White talking about the SEC up against Gonzaga.
Yeah, I think it's prepared us to be as resilient as just about any team in the country, which is really unique for the lack of experience that our group has. It shows the character and the connectivity, the mental toughness that our
you
group
know
has.
It.
We'll respond to adversities, to runs. What does that mean for the outcome of the game? Who knows? But it's a resilient group, and you've got to be resilient in situations like this against really good teams on the big stage because adversities are coming.
Executive decision, we're not going to run the second cut. But I just agree. Know that Georgia's getting seven. Ace Anul needs to play really well. If they're shooting their threes, they're in the game, they can win it. If they're not shooting their threes, then Gonzaga's going to beat them and probably cover. That's why the Vegas Sharpies are on the number's really gone up. From like 4.5, 5 to all the way up to 7.
Multiple reports. Rodney Terry, the head coach at Texas, which lost to Xavier, is going to be fired.
Okay.
That's
right. Also, the Boston Celtics have been sold to William Chisholm, managing director of the Symphony Technology Group. So this guy grew up in Georgetown, Massachusetts. As a longtime Celtics fan, he's a tech guy. He's paying $6.1 billion. The Grosbeck family, Wick Grosbeck, bought the Celtics for $350 million in 2002. Is that considered a good return in 23 years? Let me think. You bought them for $350. You sold them for $6 billion. That's like 20 times your money.
Wowza.
So I think if you see Wick Grosbeck at Waffle House, you don't have to pick up his tab. You do not have to pick up his tab. He'll be fine.
Were they a good ownership group, the Grosbecks?
Yeah, they did a great job. Okay. I mean, they won. I think two titles.
Mm-hmm.
So, but whatever.
All right.
Good for that. You don't watch Celtic City. Does anybody watch Celtic City other than people from Boston?
I live it every day, Celtic
right.
City.
That's funny. Let's do Atlanta Eats on radio. All right, we'll move fast. Sports bars, best ones in town, or just some ones worth mentioning. And I'm going to move fast, and you tell me if you heard or been there. Irby's Tavern in Buckhead, they do a really
A+.
Nice job.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of an old-school Buckhead bar, which is what it should be. Now, this is a great sports bar, not great for tournaments necessarily, but Brewhouse Cafe voted the number one soccer bar in America. Did you know that?
I did not. Very cool.
Down there, little 5 points. They got bangers and mash. You want some bangers and mash. Stats downtown, I may have been a part of opening that bar. There's still one of the great sports bars. We still came up with that concept of pour your own beers. Still one of the coolest things ever. Old School Manuel's Tavern in town. A couple of ones at the Battery, the PBR, and Sport and Social, right?
That's a great
does
one.
Does Murph still have a bar there called Murph's? Yeah, I'll give him props. Black Bear Tavern right there in Buckhead, another great sports bar. Atkins Park, all great places to be to watch these. Chicago Pizza and Sports Grill is in Smyrna. They've got so many TVs and deep dish pizza. It's kind of a dumpy, and I mean that in a nice way, fun local place. Clay's, maybe the best wings in Atlanta. I don't love Clay's TV setup to stay, but they've got the best wings ever. So check that out. A couple of other ones, the Elbow Room, Old School Buckhead. If you haven't been there in years, Elbow Room is way upgraded.
Okay.
Great pizzas. Obviously, our buddies at Hooters, our buddies at, where are
Bruce.
We Thursday and Friday? Huh?
Hooters, Cumberland, yeah.
Yeah, Cumberland and,
Kennesaw. Dukes and Bell is there today at Cumberland, and Kennesaw is tomorrow with Andy and Randy. There you go.
Twin Peaks also, they'll be
there
tomorrow,
Peaks.
Please.
Please.
Twin Peaks does a great job. Marlowe's Tavern, maybe the best food of any sports bar. Like, my buddy John Matt's a great chef. They've got a tremendous menu. They got, like, tuna on that menu, and they got
That's
all kinds
burger.
Of great spring rolls.
That burger is not $30, and it is
You're
fabulous.
Right. Good point.
It is delicious.
Another great sports bar. Yes, indeed. We mentioned Sport and Social, Twisted Tavern, Whitehall Tavern, two other really good spots. Anything out by the lake that we need to know about?
Lake House Restaurant or Lake Oconee Bistro, both awesome. Delicious food.
Ideal Sports Bar on Lakewood Ave. Monday Night Garage on Lee Street. And then Skoll Brewing Company in Northwest Atlanta. Brand new spot. It's kind of a themed sports bar, Nordic theme, dedicated to the Minnesota Vikings, but still a really good sports bar. That's the best sports bars in town. Atlanta Eats on radio.
Scotty Scheffler, God bless you, my friend. He rolls out the menu because he's the winner and he gets to have the Masters dinner menu. And this likely broke the internet yesterday. Folks were losing their minds. So the premise is, you guys, when he won it 2 years ago, this was pretty much the same menu. He was asked on a golf podcast steak about, yep, what are you going to do? And he goes, well, it was pretty good then. Those are my favorite foods. So why would I stray? So here's the only difference. Tortilla soup is gone. Texas-style chili is added. And then he added, mm-hmm, Papa Chef's meatball and ravioli bites. Well, otherwise, it's the same.
Well, Papa Chef's meatball and ravioli bites?
Yes.
I want to be buried with that at some point. I mean, that sounds amazing. And then it's just like old school, right? What else you got in there?
Cheeseburger sliders, firecracker shrimp.
Imagine how good that chef must be at Augusta when they do cheeseburger sliders, how good those friggin' sliders are.
Oh, my God. And firecracker shrimp.
Oh,
yes, please.
Love it.
Papa Chef's meatballs. So then your first course is this Texas-style chili. Your main course is your choice of the wood-fired cowboy ribeye or blackened redfish.
You think they have good quality? Is it ribeye? You think
I'm going to guess it's
quality?
Prime. Prime.
You think
prime
they're
steaks.
Buying them the Piggly Wiggly, or you think it's pretty good?
Not to knock the Piggly of the Wiggly, but I'm guessing it's the prime of the best. And then the unsung hero of the evening is your dessert, the warm chocolate chip skillet cookie.
Yeah, nothing, no better dessert in the world. There was a restaurant in Buckhead that was the biggest power lunch place for years called Brick Tops. It was a Houston's kind of knockoff. They'd give you a skillet of a chocolate chip cookie. They put whipped cream on top of it. When I tell you how many meals I went to with my family there just because the kids wanted that skillet, you couldn't even touch the skillet. That's when you knew it was a good thing. They handle. You had to have a mitt on the skillet.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing better than a well-done skillet chocolate chip cookie deal. So
why don't more places do that? Because it is the perfect
dessert. I think it's a little bit labor-intensive, mm-hmm, right? It takes longer to cook. And because
those little skillet pans, you got to have a lot of them.
Yeah,
because that's going to different tables.
Point.
You
got
to have a lot of those.
Well, then why are you answering the question?
Well, I'm just talking it out with you.
No, you're right.
You're the Atlanta Eats Eye.
I know.
I love it.
Good call.
Blackened redfish. You didn't comment on that. Are you?
No,
a
I like
it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to probably get the ribeye, but, you know, it's nice that he's giving you variety,
yeah,
right?
Do you know the difference in a Texas-style chili and regular chili? I was listening to Andy and Randy yesterday,
Texas,
and they explained it.
Kidney beans?
No beans in a Texas. No beans and no tomatoes,
so
you guys,
Bobby
in
looked,
a Texas.
Okay.
So you, Bo had that yesterday.
And more meat. There's like brisket and things like that in a Texas style.
Yeah.
So I'm like, bring on all the chili.
Yeah.
And
I like it.
I'm not
going to
dump it on top
that's
of that.
Why a good
cowboy,
that's why a good chili cook-off is a great event. You, mm-hmm, got the white bean. You got the Texas. There's all kinds of variations. Yeah. So
good.
Do we have more stuff on Belly Up when we come back?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, Aaron Rodgers in the news. And something special happened in the waters south of Tallahassee, Florida yesterday.
Right.
That I have to discuss.
All right. We'll do that. Play three strikes. Keep it going on Sports Radio 99.
I'm fascinated.
10:42, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our best show of the week so far. I'm going to just tell Rusty.
Wow.
Rusty's going to have to come with game tomorrow. I know that I've sometimes built him up, but Sandy and I have been in our game today, and it took a few days back from the haze that was Orlando to you know, start to feel my, what do they say again when you get off a boat? Get your
sea legs.
Sea legs back, mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, did not go on and on about that guy's trip like usual. I sense a change.
Meaning what? Meaning how I felt.
Usually you come back and you're like, oh my God, and you have all these stories. You didn't. I can tell there's been a change in the force, if you will.
No, it's just, you know.
We're older now,
right? I'm just more modest.
What?
Yeah. Anyways, Rusty's here tomorrow, but listen, a lot to live up to. How do we feel about, I don't know. But there's a couple of things. Obviously, listen, a couple of things you need to hit on before I give you three strikes. Spencer Schwellenbach Was it?
Oh, you mean six innings of two hit ball and struck out
10?
Yeah.
How about having the Spencer Strider start 2 days ago and then Schwellenbach last night with a six inning, two hit, 10 strikeout? You want to be excited? I'm telling you, the amount of people are going to be in front of a TV at 4:05 on opening day in San Diego next Thursday, right? Bo, how pumped are you for that?
Oh, let's go. I'm right. Like, it's this is the best time of the year for me, not because of March Madness, yeah. Because opening day is here. And then warm weather usually ensues.
Are you full-fledged in the Delta, the VIP lounge all season or not?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Minus any days that I might, you know, be off for a game or something like that. But I'm there. Let's go.
So it's a much more
April 4th.
It's a much more profitable time in the Bo household.
During the summer? Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Now, I'm not there half of the entire summer, you know.
Meaning what?
Well, because I work here and there. So I go from here straight there. Like, Tara and I won't see each other very much at all during the entire summer. But
doesn't she work there
also? The income level is... She's not anymore because of her nursing schedule.
What's the biggest, are you allowed to say the biggest tip anybody's ever given you? If you don't know, Bo works the very swanky Truist Club. Mm-hmm. So that's where not only you see all the ex-ball players, the most biggest entertaining, the most expensive seats. Are we allowed to say the biggest tip you ever got?
All I can say is that the World Series was very lucrative. People get very happy around playoff time. Not so much the last couple of years.
When they see
early exit. Right.
Let me ask you a question. When they see you at the end of a season and they've been to 20 or 30 games, is it like Christmas, like you with like your garbage guy, your mail guy, and they're like, I'm paying you for the whole season? Now, they may have paid you all along also, but do they give you an end of the year number?
It's usually either or. There are some of my
regulars.
Customers that will wait.
You're talking about you have guys that wait 5 months?
Huh?
So you just know the end of the summer it's coming?
Yeah. That's why the last week of the season, you don't miss games. You have to be there, you know, because you get a lot of that.
You think that costs you money at the end of the day as opposed to the guy tipping you? I think it does. What do you think, Sandy? The guy that waits the whole year, if you accumulate what he would have done per game, and a rich guy, you got to figure he's giving 50 to 100 for a game, right? If you're doing multiple
drinks. Yeah, I don't like that.
I'd rather have it every day.
Yeah.
Give me 20 dates.
Yeah.
Give me 20 dates at 100. That's 2,000, right? Is that right?
Woo!
So let's do 20 at 50.
And is it just cash? Or do they Venmo? How does it all work?
We're a non-cash environment.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Okay. Gotcha.
So what I'm saying is unless the guy gives him $1,000.
Right.
For 20 games times 50, unless that end of the year, I think end of the year is 500 or 300, I think he loses on that. Just tip
too.
Every game. That's
my
advice.
All right, some Braves news, you guys. So Jerks and Profar is in the lineup today. They go at 1 o'clock against the Phillies. Snicker says this morning that Chris Sale and A.J. Smith-Shawver will pitch tomorrow, so that sets up for just if you're keeping an eye on A.J. Smith-Shawver, he could go against one of those first games, one or two, against the Dodgers.
Yeah, I can't believe
so
it.
This
seven
is
games
else,
in
y'all.
7 days against a couple of stacked lineups.
Yeah.
There have been years where you play, you open on a Wednesday or Thursday, you get one day off, then you get two more, then you get another day off. But not
seven straight, y'all.
This year's. And then they go right into, after one day off, your big homestand to start it off. All right, here's your three strikes question. Where will you be between 2 and 6 today? Just curious. Are we overstating that your plans are different, or are you, it's a Thursday. Like, you know, we got an older audience here, so I'd like to know, where are you going to be between 2 and 6 today? Also, very rich, very cool. Very rich, very cool. And finally...
That's literally how you want it to say, just whatever it is. It's a person, is it a man, is it a woman?
You're very rich and you're very cool, so give me a person.
Who is that? Okay. Yeah.
And then finally, a quarterback, good or bad, that surprised you. Okay? A quarterback, good or bad, that surprised you. Right? I would think it would be hard for people to go, Mike Vick. Like, I don't know. Did you think he was going to be a bum? Or like, you know, I mean, I don't know how he was about what we thought, what we dreamed of. That's what he was.
Brock Purdy is probably a better example.
Yeah, right? Brock Purdy. Yeah. Now, I would say Bo Nix. You know, Bo Nix is balling out. How happy is Sean Payton there, right?
Yeah.
So, Or maybe you had decided one of those rookies last year, one of them was going to be a bum and wasn't, or maybe one of them is. Who are you? Where will you be between 2 and 6? Very rich, very cool. Good or bad, a quarterback that surprised you. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. What else did we not get to?
Three different things. Okay. First of all, Aaron Rodgers reportedly is not getting any action in the media world. So apparently they're shopping. Would he be have a plot?
Fox,
nothing,
or CBS, or Netflix?
Nobody is biting. Exactly right. Have you been paying attention at all to these astronauts that splashed down in the waters? If you know where Tallahassee is, right in that little corner, these two astronauts were supposed to be in the space station for 1 week. 1 week. And they could not get them down, you guys, until yesterday, which is 9 months and change. It is the most bizarre. So picture this, a man and a woman for that long up there. They will be in a study now for 45 days to get literally back into gravity and the Earth. I just don't know how that even happened. How did that happen?
I need to study more about it. Bo, you tell me more.
All right, so Boeing has a commercial spacecraft that they had sent on several missions to the ISS without humans on it and back to make sure that they could be contracted by like the military to take people there without having to use like NASA. They'll just pay Boeing. So this mission, this trip for this Boeing spacecraft, this is the first time that they went with humans to the ISS. They got there fine, but after going back in and looking at the ship, there were several like helium leaks and all kind of different things that were wrong with this ship. So they sent the ship back without humans.
And so you're going to stay a week and fix everything.
Left themselves without a way back.
I mean,
because they were never able to get this Boeing spacecraft back to, I guess, code or whatever, to where they felt safe for it going back and retrieving them. So
9 months later, seriously.
Now, they were on the ISS, like the International Space Station, as big as a football field.
Okay.
Circles the Earth every like 90 minutes is how fast this thing's moving.
You see what she looked like when she left and what she looks like now, dude? Do you see that, Day-Day?
Saw that. I was talking to Sandra about that in the bullpen. Man, that is dramatic.
That is scary, y'all.
We were talking about Botox and surgery. She may need both, right?
Don't do that.
She is not. The poor husband.
Stop.
The poor husband's like, how bad would
don't
it be? You?
Don't say it.
How bad would it be if he's like, no, baby, I don't know what, but it's not what
puts
I bargained
a new definition
for
on the term space age, right?
Yeah.
Hey, John Foy, thanks for the game of the night. We're going to give it to our Georgia Bulldogs. Go beat Gonzaga. That tips at 4:35 this afternoon. And in case you would like to, because the USA Today did it for you, the AI bracket. Typed in, and they spit it out. And if this happens, God bless. They have in the final four, AI, Alabama, Houston,
2-1,
Kansas, and Michigan State.
Okay.
And they have in the finals.
So Michigan State's a 2, Houston's a 1.
Houston a 1,
Bama's
Alabama,
a 2.
And 7, Kansas.
Yeah.
They have Kansas winning it all.
Listen,
that?
The only thing we care about Kansas is the producer picks right here, the three of us.
Good.
Is that we got Kansas today, right, guys? As long as we win that one, we don't care what happens. Unless, of course, take them over the weekend, too. All right, 404-726-0929. Do we have calls on there? Are things moving along? Let's do this. All righty, righty, righty. Let's get Tommy. Hey, Tommy from Lawrenceville. How you doing, Tommy?
Hey, I'm doing good this morning, guys.
Where are you going to be between 2 and 6 today?
Sportsline Bar and Grill, Lawrenceville, the only place to be.
All right, good. I like it. I'd love to plug some more sports bars that we didn't. So.
Yeah, tell us good ones.
Rich, very cool. Who are we putting in that list?
Can I borrow $20?
That's a good one. Good or bad, a quarterback that surprised you?
Grocery clerk, Kurt Warner.
Good one. Thank
you,
buddy.
That's a good one. Good call.
Did you see the Kurt Warner movie?
Yes.
It was not good, right?
No.
It was terrible.
I liked that it was an hour and a half, and that was probably a half hour too long. But, okay, yeah.
404.
I do like him.
7260929. Speaking of Westwood One, which we weren't speaking of, but he does the Westwood One games, I believe. He's really good color guy. You don't see him in studios because he does games. Like, he is their national guy, I believe, on Westwood One.
I like him a lot.
And he's really good at it.
Yeah.
We got anybody on the line here? What's happening? I mean,
don't get hurt.
Has everybody already turned to the tournament? What the hell in the gosh?
Who were you thinking of when you said very rich, very cool? Where did that come from? The guy that bought the Celtics?
I was thinking, okay. And I'm not saying Wick Grosbeck was very cool. So Wick Grosbeck, I met with my son Bobby, the owner of the Celtics, and he said, "You want to wear my ring?" Said to Bobby, he had the championship ring of the Celtics from the original, I guess, the Paul Pierce team. So Bobby put it on and took a photo with him. Google this if you can. He was at a Knicks game, and I guess that's his shtick. He met somebody, and he was like, do you want to try on the ring? And the dude was like, some famous Knicks fan. I was Ben Stiller or Tracy Morrison. And he's like, no.
Oh,
why the hell? That's kind of like, do you want to get a selfie? And being like,
okay.
No.
No, I'm good.
Like,
okay.
I'm good.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's like, dude, that's not funny. Everybody wants to wear your championship ring.
That's very
It was
funny.
A little embarrassing. Now, we do have that photo, but just be aware. Be self-aware. Not everybody cares to wear your ring.
Are you going to Hawks and Golden State on Saturday
night? I was going to say, that is a big game.
That is a massive game.
Everybody's talking about a Saturday night in Atlanta with Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler and Draymond in town, and the Hawks trending up, certainly with the win and the way Richesse's playing of late. I think all of it fits in. That is a great ticket. And if you can't get to that one, because that one may cost you an arm and a leg, they play Sunday. I like the time, 6 p.m.
Yeah, I agree.
I know Sandy loves the 6 p.m. Times. So, someone to think about. All right. What's that, Mr. Day-Day?
It was Larry David he offered to wear the
ring. Oh, Larry David.
Oh, that's so funny.
Thank you. And what Larry
that's
David
say. That's a perfect
say,
person to turn it down. That's like
no,
you can't, that should have been in the show.
Right.
That should have been in.
Know your audience. Larry David was an enormous Knicks fan, right? What did it say, Day-Day?
Awesome.
He just said no thanks.
He just said no, yeah.
No, I don't want that ring. All right. Thank you, Day-Day. Thank you, Bo. Thank you to Brandon Lang. Sandy, I'll see you Tuesday.
Sounds great.
Rusty Manziel in the house tomorrow. Thanks for making the Steakhouse part of your day. Bye.